Would you introduce yourselves, please?
I'm Rory Trebbiani, the singer of High School.
And I'm Luke Scott. I play bass in High School.
Australia to London. Then we've got your industrial noise pop, sprawling gothic post-punk.
Love that one.
Yeah, isn't that a good one? Debut AP during lockdown, lots of time to work on the sound, NME is all over you, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
What I want to know as a start is, what are you amazed so far that no one has asked you or you wish someone would ask you?
That's a great
question. This is the only NME question you're going to get.
That's a great question. I think I always like being asked questions that don't have anything to do with music a lot of the time and that are about...
So where'd you get that shirt? Just kidding.
Yeah. But genuinely, like, simple things like that. I love questions that, you know, about what my favorite food is or, you know, a favorite travel memory or something. You
now
know,
I'm kind of curious because I get asked that all the time. Favorite food.
Favorite food.
Because you're in Austin, Texas.
I was vegetarian for quite a while, but I've been eating meat again recently. And I think like a proper Roman-style carbonara is probably my favorite.
Ooh, yes. Feed. I am all
very
about,
rich and delicious.
I am all about Italian. We'll take you to Dantana's when you come to L.A. Definitely. Formal training. When you were a kid, did you two take lessons in anything? Did the parents say, don't be a musician?
No. Definitely was... always encouraged to do music and art and film and all sorts of stuff. But I started drumming when I was 10. I know I don't want to talk too much about influences, but I listened to AC/DC. When I was 9 or 10, I got a High Voltage on CD, AC/DC CD, and I became obsessed with AC/DC and Angus Young and Bon Scott. And then I started playing drums, and then I started playing guitar. But I haven't had a lot of formal training, which... I think kind of adds to the sound of like what we make. I think it's kind of cool that we've just self-taught, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, me too. I haven't had any lessons or anything, but I just played from a young age. My dad had a guitar, so I just played.
And it's hard when we like have session players come and play our parts. They're like, oh, this is all done in such an unconventional way. Like, this doesn't feel right.
Right, it's because,
like,
it's all over the place by design.
Definitely, and that's kind of the beauty of it, I think.
From day one, and you already kind of alluded to this, it's more than the music. It's the videos. It's the fashion. It's the attitude. It's the style.
100%.
It's all of that sort of stuff. Did you guys study? Did you go to university? Did you do any of that sort of thing? And did that get into your head from there?
I studied acting for a little while at an art school in Melbourne. And
yeah, so I studied philosophy at Melbourne Uni.
And then perfect for this.
Yeah, and then I wrote my honours thesis on the philosophy of music.
Oh my gosh.
And then I kind of went to art school in Poland and did my Masters of Fine Art, but then COVID hit and I kind of had to finish doing that.
Like,
but yeah.
Me and my sister kind of like partially cultivated the look of the band before there was any sort of sonic understanding of what it was, you know, going to be like, what it was going to sound like. And it kind of started as this visual concept. Mm. And then Scotty was in Poland and we were like, oh, come back and do this band with us. And COVID happened and then it's kind of like fortuitous in a sense.
Yeah, and I guess like everything that surrounds the music is of equal artistic value as the music itself, you know, the fashion and the photography and the video, it's all equally as important.
NME says you're about to be in a new era, that this is the new era of the band.
Definitely, yeah.
I love pull quotes like that.
Yeah.
What is the new era of the band?
Well, I think... these first two EPs, Forever at Last and the one that we're about to drop in a couple of weeks, Accelerator, are experimental in a sense. We're drawing influences from lots of different eras of music and lots of different styles of music. And I think the next step forward, the next era will be like honing in on one specific sound and refining what we've done over the last EP. With this debut record, yeah. That's kind
got
of
it. So
era.
Then there's finally the full length.
Yeah, the full length will be the new era. We'll pick one sort of lane.
Okay, but I have to ask you, this is going to be a cheeky question, so forgive me.
Bring it on.
You don't really strike me as brooding. Yet I'm not. I'm seeing way too many smiles to be this dark and this brooding and this goth. And this, all these words, but the word brooding comes up. And admittedly, you know, I'm waking up, I'm tired, I'm listening to the music, and I'm kind of brooding.
Yeah.
It definitely brings me to that place.
Yeah.
But do you have to be brooding to be brooding, or do you just have to have a perspective on the world
I think you can
to get it there?
You can brood every now and then. You don't have to be strictly, yeah.
It's brood time.
Yeah, I'll probably be brooding in an hour or two, I think.
Okay,
I'm going to
watch for that.
Kicks in.
I'll watch for the brood, yes.
But yeah, no, I think that everyone has different aspects of their personality that allow, you know, that they can draw from to make music. And sometimes I'm in a brooding mood, and sometimes I'm in a more positive mood, and we'll write something different.
One of the things you've said is that, you know, when you do these voice memos for some of these songs, it's really there. It never really changes. And that's kind of cool.
Yeah, I find, like, in terms of songwriting, sometimes I'll be, like, just about to fall asleep, and, like, some melody will pop into my head, and I'll, like, scramble for my phone and find it and put the voice note on and sing some random melody into the phone. Then I'll listen to it the next morning without any context and go, like, that is the thing I've ever heard. I don't understand where that's supposed to go.
Yeah, I know. I write myself stuff, and I'm like, what was that word? That is not a word I recognize. What was I trying to tell myself to do?
There's like a famous philosopher or a famous artist that he used to hold a metal fork or a spoon in his hand as he was falling asleep, because he felt he got the most interesting sort of like subconscious ideas as he was like nodding off. And then as he'd fall asleep, his hand would drop the spoon and it would wake him up and he'd write down his ideas.
Oh, I like that.
I thought that was quite cool. Yeah.
Don't do that with a knife. Tell me about producers, how much is in the box, what do you bring in, all that kind of...
I think we've learned recently to rehash things that we might have shelved in the past, and songs can really transform from the initial voice note or the initial idea to the finished product, and I'm very like open to that process. I think some artists, they freak out if they suddenly get into the studio and they're recording something they've been working on and it comes out very different, but I find that like a really organic process that I'm quite into. Like I like that ideas and concepts and songs can kind of have this journey, and then when they're finished, it's like it was almost partially out of your control or something.
Yeah, we work and then we rework. It's actually quite a long process, I think. But also, like, you have to have that initial like love and initial like you kind of hit with it and you're like, yep, there's something here. Yeah. You know, I feel like the first 80% of a song is written in the first like 20 minutes.
You could keep working on it, and sometimes there comes that moment where you have to set it free.
Yeah, and it's hard to know when that is, but yeah, a good artist knows when that is. And like, a good artist also knows when to kind of like be like, this isn't going to get released. Yep. You know, this isn't worth it. It's kind of a hard thing that we're still working on, but
I think it's important as well to not look back in the past of the songs that you've released in a negative way. I think like there's a beauty in something just being of the time that you did it, and it represents that time, and then you continue to move forward. I think being too caught up about what's this going to be like in a few years, am I going to like this, or like, naturally most artists look back on their music and dislike it, but yeah. I'm trying to learn to be more positive about it and kind of enjoy that is sort of like a that is a representation of that time.
I reckon the trajectory for me is kind of like, you work a song so much that by the time you release it, you're kind of over it. And then you listen back on it in a year and you're actually like, oh, that was actually pretty good. Yeah. You know, I'm into that. Yeah. I'm like, I like that, you know, but like once you release it, 'cause you've been working with it for so long, it's kind of like, I'm sick of this. I don't even know up from down anymore.
Especially if you're editing the video and you have to listen to like the same portion of the track.
I've invented a thing called a musical sandwich. And what it is two of your songs on the outside, and then songs by others in between.